Without doubt, Lascia ch'io pianga is one of Handel's most well-known and well-loved arias. But by the time it became popular, he'd already used it twice before. It first appeared in 1705, when the 19-year-old Handel wrote his first opera, Almira. At the time, he was still living in Hamburg and working at the theatre on Goose Market Square. The melody of Lascia ch'io pianga appears in the last act of the opera, representing the continent Asia, in a set of three dances representing Europe, Africa, and Asia. Handel then went on to use it in the oratorio Il Trionfo del Tempo, this time set to the words Lacchia l'Espina. Finally, it appeared in Rinaldo, his first opera to be performed in London. The opera was an unprecedented hit, and it ran for 15 nights to full houses. Handel wrote the opera in a space of only 2 weeks. Perhaps this explains why he borrowed from previous works. However, throughout his life, Handel recycled music from his own works and from other composers. This was a common practice at the time, before the concept of copyright had come into being. Lascia has a simple tune and is set to a slowed-down saraband dance rhythm. It is a lament sung by Almerina, the daughter of a crusader, who is held captive by a sorceress and is separated from her beloved Rinaldo. She weeps for her cruel fate and sighs for freedom. Like many laments, it is a moment of deep emotion and a highlight of the opera. In the original dance setting from Almira, the rhythm of the saraband is obvious. With the descending lines and sighing motifs, it cannot have been too difficult for Handel to recycle an Asian dance into the heartbreaking lament. Here is Handel's Asian dance from Almira, performed by Peter Holman with the Parley of Instruments. That was Handel's Asian dance from Almira, performed by Peter Holman with the Parley of Instruments. To hear this again, go to the FMR website, click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.